Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tea Time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. Today, we have a Tea Time exclusive. I'm joined by my boy Moet here. Thank you for being here, and cheers to Tea Time, my friend.
Thank you, thank you.
All right.
For the people.
There you go. Sweet tea, your go-to flavor?
This is nasty.
That's crazy, is it?
Nah, just playing. Nah, I like sweet tea.
All right, sweet. Tea is pretty good. So yeah, everyone, welcome to Tea Time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. Today, you know, I'm honestly thinking about doing more mixes like this and giving to people a Tea Time exclusive, so to speak, because Tea Time in itself is only on YouTube 9 times out of 10. But there are a few episodes that I want to sprinkle in myself and like have just leisure conversations, break away from the interview, have some fun. And, you know, we got Moet here and... You know, we met where, Moet? Where did we meet?
We actually met at the Peckville Assembly of God. I think the first time I met you, I think I was just a casual, like, 5-on-5 run, I believe, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, right? It's casual 5-on-5.
On the street out here in Scranton, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Casual 5-on-5. We didn't really talk like that. I said, what's up? We said, hey, whatever. But we didn't really talk like that. But when we actually, like, really started talking, it was started commentating for... the basketball league at the Peckville Assembly of God. And we started commentating together. At first, it was a little, you mean, had to get used to you.
Yeah, we had to figure out the...
You know, it was a little, you mean, a little awkward. I didn't really know you.
But, that's
you
fair.
Know, you know? But as we, like, started doing it more and I got to know you, it was like started flowing. It was smooth, you know?
It's perfect. It's
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You know, you like Robin. I'm like Batman.
Whoa, know, hold on. I'm Batman and you're Robin, all right?
No, I'm darker. I got to be Batman.
That's not fair. That yeah, doesn't. No. How does that make sense?
It does make sense.
How does that make sense?
Because I'm Batman.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. You know Robin, what? If we're gonna judge it by him being darker, I don't know, bro.
Wow,
I feel,
you can't say that.
You're the one who said that.
Nah, but that sounds crazy. You can't say that. I can say that. I can say that.
Nah. I feel like I can say that.
You can't say that. That sounds crazy. It does. It sounds crazy. Yeah, right, say it. Just right, say it again.
He's putting me on the spot.
You know, just say it again. I just want to just say it again.
You are Batman because you said you are darker. Therefore, you want to be Batman because Batman is darker and you're...
I didn't say darker. I said I'm dark. I'm not that dark. I'm fairly brown skinned. You know? Okay. There's darker people out there. I'm not saying.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm Batman.
Sure.
Thank you.
See, sure,
that's
man.
All I'm here is that you
could be
Batman.
Batman.
Thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, big shout out to the Peckville Assembly of God Basketball yeah. League. Shout out to you, Ethan, out there. Because, you know,
Ethan?
Ethan.
That's
the guy who's running the whole shebang, allowing us to commentate
yes,
there.
Yes, much appreciated.
And so basically, when I brought up the idea to commentate for him, he was like, dude, I'm all for it. I'm 110% with it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, could you get me a co-host? Like, could you get me someone who would want to be a part of this all the time? And here come you.
Hold up. Don't lie. First of all, don't lie. He had someone else at first. They weren't able. That's what he told me.
Hey, oh, really? Listen, no, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask what your side of the story, how everything went down.
This is what he told me. So, boom, I'm sitting there chilling, right, playing my game, whatever. And then he's like, do you mind commentating? I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. I'll commentate with time. He says 6 o'clock, whatever. Cool, right? But he said the person that he had originally isn't able to make it. So you think I'd be willing to do it? And I agreed. So yeah. And what he tell you?
Nothing. He didn't tell me that you were Plan B, bro. I thought you were Plan A.
Nah, man. I'm like Plan D. He ain't even.
See, that's why you're Robin because you're Plan B.
No. See, wait. Hold on. Now I'm Plan B because I'm Batman. B for Batman.
Okay. There's a B in Robin too, but okay.
No. But it don't start.
But it's in the middle, so it's definitely
no.
Important.
But anyway, stop.
Because
don't do that.
Without the B in Robin, all you got is Rowan.
Exactly, Ronan. So you ever heard of, that's also Robin, though. If you think about it, you ever heard of Ronan from Robin?
No,
it's two different people.
I haven't.
But he's like a Robin. Anyway, as I was saying, he tried to disrespect me and make me the second option. That's all I'm saying. But still, shout out to him for thinking about me, you know, even though it was afterwards. I really respect it.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's fun commentating, I will say.
It's a great time. You're a natural at it. You know, you're a natural at it.
I wish. I just be talking. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, what can you attest to? Like, what have you learned about yourself within these few weeks of commentating? Did you surprise yourself with how effortless it's coming along to you, or?
No, not really. Again, I just be talking. I don't know what I be saying half the time. I just be talking to talk. I'm not gonna lie. But it be working out. It be working out. You know, I can't be mad at it. You know, I feel like the more you think about it, the harder it is. So if you don't think about it as much and you don't psych yourself out, it's gonna flow naturally. You know,
it flows naturally. It's a great time. You know, before they had jerseys there for a while, we were talking about I'm terrible with names, okay? Like, you know, Mary Jane and I, we get along, and sometimes I forget people's names. And I'm not even joking. Like, you'll literally be like, yo, what's your name? And you'll be like, my name is Mike. And I'll be like, all right, heard.
And just forget.
Yo, bro, what's your name?
Yep,
Mike. Just fuck, like, man. That. It's like, that's such an easy name. Yo. I should have had that. You know, but that's dead ass, bro. I'm terrible with names.
So no, you think you bad. I'm worse. I am worse. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Now my girlfriend, right? So I honestly didn't know her name until like the seventh date. Mind you, everybody keeps
what?
Yo, listen, wait, hear me out. I'm terrible with names. So right, so we chilling at crib, me, my friends, her friends chilling, right, whatever. So I'm trying to ask her something, but I'm like, dang, crazy. I don't remember her name. So I'm sitting there the whole time. I'm waiting for somebody else to say her name.
Yep.
So then when they said her name, I was like, oh, Evelyn. And I hope nobody heard me. I was like, oh, Evelyn, okay. Then I asked her a question. I'm like, yeah, Evelyn, da-da-da-da, boom, right? So then, mind you, next day, right now, this time it's just, I think it's me and her, whatever. I still don't know her name. But the way I got away with this one is, I didn't say anything that I had to say her name. I kind of like, you know how you like try to avoid saying someone's name?
Yeah.
So you like say other things like beautiful or cute. Yeah. I try to like, you mean?
Butter her up.
But whole time, it's because I ain't know her name. But that I'm terrible with names. I'm not going to lie. I'm
Did
surprised
you ever find
I
out?
Mine.
Did you ever find out? Yeah.
I told her like when we like officially started dating, like, dang, I really didn't remember your name. And she was surprised because she thought I knew her name. I really didn't. No time.
That's gangster as shit, bro.
Yeah, listen. Hey, listen. If you don't know, you got to, you mean? Do other things. I don't.
Maneuver, yeah.
Exactly. 100%. Maneuver. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I did. It worked out, though. Look, she's my girlfriend now, right? it worked out. Hey, I did good.
That's funny, man. I do like that approach on life. I find myself doing the same thing all the time. Just being like, someone's going to say their name, right? Someone.
Exactly.
Someone. And then, like, they don't. And you're like, fuck. It's like,
dang, I gotta wait.
Some of the most awkward experiences I've ever had is just I approach people who I really think I know. I'd be like, yo, Justin?
Oh.
Be like, yo, Justin, what's good, Justin? Did he be like, Justin? Sean. I'm like, oh, fuck. I thought you started with a J, you know?
Oh, man. You know what kills me? So, Josh.
Okay.
On Ethan's team.
Okay.
Josh, right? So, mind you, I've probably been playing basketball with him for like a hot minute now, right? You would think that if someone says your name wrong, you'd be like, nah, that ain't my name. My name is right? Mm-hmm. So he ain't do that. So I'm playing basketball with him. I'm calling him Justin this whole time. I'm like, yo, Justin, he gonna look and keep responding. So of course I'ma think that's his name, right? Yo, it's been like 7-8 months. I didn't know his name until we actually started this basketball league thing. And mind you, I've been calling you the wrong name for several months.
Oh, man.
And you're going to keep responding. Now, I look dumb.
That's a real one.
I look dumb.
I know. Yeah, that's...
You ain't going to correct me.
That's a real one, though.
I'd have been like, listen, nah, that ain't my name. My name Moet. No. He like, Justin, yeah? What? Your name is Josh. Why are you answering to Justin?
Yep.
Yo, I was so mad when I figured his name was Josh. Yo.
I've never had that happen to me in a name, you know, for speaks, for say, you know, but I've had that with just like words. Like, all right, English is a second language to me. ESL, you know what I mean? Yeah. ESL, big shout out, ESL, shit sucked. but you know, for the longest time, I would say, all right, what do you call deli meats? Like, what do you call deli meats?
What do you mean call deli meats?
Like, if you're trying to make a sandwich, what do you call the deli meats, like combined together, if you had to use a term? What do you call them?
Meat, pause.
All right. That's what you just call it? Okay.
Yeah, just call it meat.
So, like, I used to say the word is cold cuts, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The word is cold cuts. But, like, for the longest time, I was saying co-cuts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, co-cuts. And I remember, like, this one woman who I was working with, she corrected me. And she said, what are you saying? I'm like, cold cuts. And she's like, it's cold cuts. And I'm like, nah, no fucking way. It's cold cuts. And, like, bro, I was in complete denial. Still am in denial. I will still say cold cuts. People know what I mean. Mm. You know, cold cuts. That's all it is. And I ended up Googling it. And I'm like, fuck.
It's cold cuts. Yeah, I call that shit meats. Listen, to avoid the whole thing, I just call it what it is. It's meat. Pause. I don't understand. Like, but like the episode of Family Guy, I think he was like
cool whip.
Yeah. It is cool whip, but he said cool whip. Yeah, nah, that reminds me of. That is funny.
Well, that's like the, you know, you ever run into people who say a roof and versus a roof?
Oh man. First of all, roof is crazy.
Crazy.
Yo, roof is crazy. It's R-O-O-F. You would think roof, right? No. That roof. What do you see, a U, G, or a H? I don't understand.
Rough to me is like R-U-F-F, roof.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a roof.
Like, you barking at me? I don't understand. I just fixed a roof. What dog did you see? I don't understand.
You put shingles on the roof? Like, yeah, wait, hold on.
I don't understand. I don't think that's the right noise.
That's
yeah,
funny.
No, that doesn't make sense to me. There's a few words like that that people like say. Ah, man, I can't think of them, but there's definitely a few words out there.
I got another one. It's, all right. So the word is creek, okay?
Creek?
Yeah, but have you heard the verse? It's a creek?
No. Nah.
It's a creek. It's a creek. And they say that not too far out from here. They say it in Titanic. But listen, you want to hear what someone explained to me was? And I was like, damn, bro, yeah. I can't argue that logic. Mm-hmm. He goes, Kev, a creek is a sound a door makes.
Okay.
All right? And I was like, and he's like, a creek is like a creek of like a flow of water.
If
and
he's still like, going to say creek, what's the point of saying crack if you're going to still
put creek
in the word?
He says crack, but he spells it like creek. But yeah, it's so fucking weird. But it makes sense. He's like, a creek is the sound of a door. It's the sound that a door makes. And I'm like, I can't argue with that logic.
No, I don't know. You really can't argue. I feel like you can. I just can't, though.
Who you got starting to tap in, Nezo?
You guys were mix up the word ask and axe.
Oh man, yo, I'm not gonna lie, that is a pet peeve of mine. Yo,
ask
I swear.
An axe?
Yo, cause my girlfriend, my sister, I heard mad people say axe. I'm like, it's not axe. You're not killing nobody. You don't got something in here. It's ask.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's not axe. No, ask.
Bro, I say it all the time. It's terrible.
Oh man.
I don't know why. It slips off the tongue easily. Like, I'll be saying
it. It does.
I'll be like, axe.
It does. Like, it does. It does.
You don't even catch myself saying it.
Yo, what? I'm like, wait, what'd you say? You're like, axe? No, ask. And like, the whole ask. The whole lip gotta go. All of it. It's just.
There's a drawer and draw.
Oh, like jewelry and jewelry or something like that?
Yeah, jewelry and...
I say drawer. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a drawer to me.
It's a drawer to me, too.
I got pressed one time for saying dryer instead of drying machine.
I've been saying dryer since I was a young boy.
Yeah. It was weird. It was like, it's a drying machine. I'm like, it's a dryer. It's a dryer. Same shit.
It literally is the same thing. If you're gonna say dry in a word, I feel like it doesn't make a difference. It's still dry.
You know what's crazy? I remember we had this conversation. So, like, Mario was here on a podcast, and he was like, yo, why do feet smell and noses run?
Yo,
he had me with that question, right? And then this one guy, shout out to you, Corey Bywater, he like commented on it. He said, why is it refrigerator and in fridge? Like there's two different spellings. Refrigerator and the word fridge alone are two separate entities, but they still have the fridge part of it. So think about the spelling.
So they're spelled different, but said the same.
Pretty much.
Refrigerator and fridge. They're spelled different?
A boatload different, bro. Like a lot different.
No, like, no, wait. No, we say refrigerator. Yeah. Take out the re part and it's refrigerator and fridge.
No, it's spelled, yeah, it's spelled different. Yeah, take out the re and then just have fridge and then refrigerator, it's different.
Nah.
Yeah.
Mind blowing. Ain't no way.
The English language is a crazy language. Like, okay, so, you know, people
it's
say.
It's because it's mixed with like multiple different languages, though, right?
That and because you got to think about like our lingo and how we about like how we go about things. Like, all right, give me like a phrase. What's something that? How you doing? You know, like if you say that shit fast enough to a foreigner, right? Like to you understand like how you doing?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But to someone else, it's like, how you doing? That's all it sounds like. How you doing? Yeah. You know, like it doesn't sound like words.
Yeah,
but that's just because like we have all those phrases, so it's crazy. Like I'm like, like, damn, you know, English really isn't that hard, you know?
Yeah, just like they say England has, like, proper English or whatever, or something like that. Because, like, they, the English, you know, England.
We broke whatever. It down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're to, ghetto. Like, our own person. Exactly. They said we're ghetto, even though ghetto's a place, though, by the way.
My boy called me something crazy earlier, bro. He called me a hood booger.
Wait.
Yeah, he called me a hood booger. Mike, tap in.
Why, what is a hood booger?
Why'd you call me a hood booger again? This is what I'm wearing today. I'm wearing some cargo shorts, the bucket hat,
honestly,
some slides, and some socks.
Honestly, it's like, it's not something I made up. It's something that my boy calls my other boy, and he started saying it, so I just started saying it too. Like, we say it to anybody. Like, if you're just acting a certain way, we'll just
hood booger. He's just a hood booger. It does, right?
I promise you. Insulted. I promise you, it's not. Like, we're not trying to offend anybody. Like,
yo, it's that hood booger with the sugar up the booger.
Look at that little
please
hood
don't
booger.
Cancel me. I don't mean it like that. Like, it's fine.
Look at the look at those hood boogers. Like, damn,
like,
yo, exactly. I but wait, I don't know if I should be insulted or not.
Listen, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. No, I thought that was very interesting. No, I was like, that's fucked up.
Why can't I be a dirty booger? Why I gotta be a hood booger?
Why I gotta be a booger in the first
That's
place?
That's what I'm saying.
A booger's pretty bad.
A booger is bad, depending on the booger.
Depending on the burger, depending on the booger. Listen, man. So actually, today, I just want to like tap in real quick on personal life. Oh, you know what? I've had a crazy fucking week. Okay, let's talk about the bat. Okay, let's talk about the bat. We were speaking about Batman and Robin earlier. Man. Like, sure, you want Batman, bro? Call your homie out, bro. Call your homie out.
Yeah, straight up,
right? You know? All right, guys, here's a story, okay? And this is a crazy story. It's a true story. I have evidence to prove it. This shit really happened. It was a Sunday night. Miami Heat was spanking Boston. So I went upstairs to go grab my phone at like 11:30, and something flew out at me. And all I could say was, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? Just like constantly, right? I ducked, what the fuck? It's dark, right? My boy Mario's in the living room. He goes, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, shit. So he like ducks. Bro, we both bolted to the door. No questions asked. No phone, no wallet, no keys. Fuck that. I'm out of this place. I don't know what the fuck that is. What's going on? A bat somehow maneuvered its way into my home.
See, just like me.
What's that?
Just like me, Batman. I had to maneuver it to work because I ain't knowing. I'm telling you. Batman.
Bro, it was one of the scariest things ever because honestly, it was just me, my buddy Mario, and like we had a broom and a Swiffer duster, and that's it. Those were our weapons of choice. Okay, those were our weapons of choice. And this bat was fearless. Nonetheless, it did look like a young bull, but it moved like it just kept flying in circles. So, like, at one point, the bat was chilling right here. At one point, like directly above us, right? Mm-hmm. I had this window open. We were trying to get it out the window safely, okay? Safely.
Safety first.
But nonetheless, this would be the bat. This would be the broom coming right next to the bat. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't fucking move. It was looking at us. Like.
You said, yeah, soft.
Yo, for sure, man. For sure. Like, so basically. It scared the shit out of me. It was a hood ass bat. You know, it stood its ground. It had no reason to fly away. And then we got my building manager involved because now we're screaming, going nuts. And now we have two brooms and one Swiffer duster to take out one bat. Three grown ass men, all above the age of 25, trying to knock out this bat. Okay, this is a true story. This shit really happened.
It's the bat home.
So, long story short, we end up trying to fight with it, and eventually. It goes up right over here, up to your left, and disappears. Never comes back. And I was fucking terrified, dude.
As you should.
And we made a mess, too.
I go lie. Y'all better than me. As soon as I seen something, I would have been ran. I wouldn't even tell nobody. Mario who? I'm gone. If he ain't follow behind me, that's on him.
Bro, I was in so much shock that all I could say was, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck.
Again, you better than me. I wouldn't have said nothing. I would have been gone. What? My black instinct would have kicked and I'd have been out.
It's his home now at that point.
Exactly. Listen, you keep it. I don't even want it. I'm gone. I'm out. Nah. Whoever in the house, be safe.
He said, y'all paying rent.
For real.
I was talking to Mario after the fact. And fucking, he was just like, dude, like, that you're on your own, man. Like, you're on your own. That bat is, it's on. This is his crib now for sure. Agreed. So we were going nuts in here, dude. Like, I remember smacking like the chandelier, the light. And I was like telling my building manager, I'm like, yo, I'm not losing my security for this shit, bro. I said, we're going to kill this motherfucker. So nonetheless,
Wait, safety first.
Nah, bro.
Animal safety.
Nah, honestly, animal safety's out the window now. We tried the peaceful method. We did. We tried to escort it out the window, but it chose not to. And it crawled back up there, which I'm sure it made its way back outside because it hasn't been here since. He stuffed up the insulation. Peter. But damn, dude. And for some reason, the more and more I tell the story to like randos, it seems like bats flying into people's places is a common thing.
Don't say that.
I'm dead ass, bro.
Don't say it. I don't know. I don't know who you've been talking to, but it ain't common for me.
The folk of Dunmore.
Yeah. Look, see? Nope. Not me. No. I ain't see no bat in my crib.
I ain't never
seen no bat in my crib. You bug it. If you thought I was about to stay in the crib with a bat. No, sir. I will say, I remember one time, though, I think I was walking home late at night after playing basketball or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm just smooth walking, chilling. And I see something flying. I'm like, all right, cool. It's a bird. Then it got closer and it kept flying, like kept going back and forth and it kept flying. I'm like, wait, this ain't no regular bird. Then I heard some weird sound. I'm like, that ain't no bird. And it finally flew down. It got mad close. I don't know if it thought I was a rodent or something or whatever. All I know is after the last one, after I heard the sound, I seen it swoop down and get mad close. I started jetting home. Legs are hurting. Oh, I ain't care about nothing. I started what? Jetting home. And then I don't know what it is. I got bad luck with flying animals, I swear. Because then I think I was going to school or whatever. I had like nice little Jericho in my head. I thought I was back in the 19 something, whatever, right? But cool, I had Jericho's, my hair shining. I thought I was the man. So I guess a bird thought my hair was worms or whatever, right?
Damn.
So I'm walking down the hill. Oh, if it was a bird, like, yoke my hair up. I'm looking around. I said, what the hell? And then I'm moving and dodging and weaving. And come again, burnt my hair up. I said, yo. So then now I'm hiding on the side of this building or whatever. All I see is a car passing by laughing at me. I'm like, bro, this ain't no joke. This is serious. He can scratch my skull open or something. I'm petrified.
You're under attack.
Yo, that's what he gonna laugh at me. I was hoping his car like broke down or something so he could see what I see was going on here. I'm in danger. He gonna laugh in my face.
You know,
come on now.
Here's a fun fact about crows.
I ran, by the way, if you was wondering.
You ran?
I ran.
I would have ran too.
Yeah, smooth ran. I tried to hide. It ain't work. I ran.
I have a very similar story to that. listen, when you're fearful of something, bro, like you unlock this speed that you did not know that you had within yourself.
No, I knew I had it.
You unlock that sixth chamber that's been like locked. You know, eight you gates. Just what's up?
Eight gates.
Okay. So, with my similar story, it was just like we were playing Manhunt at night. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was Manhunt King, bro.
I used to go hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I'd dress up in all black and lay down on the ground. I remember one person stepped on me and just kept it pushing. And
I would
have. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like,
you shouldn't have been down there.
Bro, I was hiding. It worked.
Okay. Yeah, it worked. I would have still stepped on you and kept going.
Yeah.
I would have.
Anyway, so yeah, we're playing Manhunt, bro. And I remember saying, like, I see you to someone. I'm like, I see you. Because I saw eyes.
No.
I'm like, I see you. So I see eyes. And then, like, I put the flashlight up. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? It was a deer. Oh, I was, like, so close to it that it freaked me the fuck out. And, bro, I'm 185 pounds, 5'4", in, like, middle school, whatever the case may be, when I was fat, okay? And Mario's with me at that same time. Him and I grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was a lot more athletic than I was, but I jetted to the house, and I was there faster than he was, bro. Like, unbelievable speed.
He wasn't playing.
Yeah, people were like, yo, how? I'm like,
listen.
Well, I don't know.
I had to go.
I can't even.
I saw danger. I had to go. Hey, I respect it. I would have been ran. I wouldn't have said nothing. No, I see. I would have been out. You just keep talking. You see, that's a problem. Yeah, keep investigating. I ain't no FBI. I ain't investigating nothing.
I hate when people investigate. What is that?
What is what? I'm out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
I would have got up, got on my 2 feet, and ran. I would have been gone.
Let me know what it is.
What? No, don't let me know nothing. I see you when I see you, if I see you. Listen, brother, I would have been out. Y'all would have been like, nothing. Nope. Oh, gone.
So, fun fact about, you know, you're just sharing your bird story. Did you know that crows apparently could be one of the like most trusty companions to a human?
You know what's crazy? I did see that.
You did see that?
I seen it on TikTok. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I seen it on TikTok. He's like, they use crows for something too. I forgot what it was. They use crows for something. Like, they would always come back.
So, the story that I read was that a little girl from a young age was dropping like breadcrumbs at the school bus every day for the birds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after a while, the mother caught on that, like, okay, so they had like a bird bath in the backyard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all of a sudden there would be like a trinket there in the morning, like, you know, an earring, whatever the case may be, in there. And then the mother started seeing like the crows. And then she started seeing the crows actually follow the daughter, but like overhead, like they would be like on a power line. You know, they would know what time she'd come home type shit and keep an petrified. Eye on her. I wouldn't be petrified, bro.
I would be. Birds following me? Crows at that? And crows are known for like eating like dead things.
Yeah, but it's weird because for some reason by their nature, if you treat them... This is going to sound idiotic, right? Because nature's nature. You can't tame a wild animal. I mean, you could try, but you know... it's thought to believe that for some reason they have an understanding of hurting and not hurting. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to aid them or if you're against them and it, like it works vice versa. Like if you shit on them, they're going to shit on you. Yeah. Like they're going to stalk you and shit on you.
Yeah.
But if you help them out for some reason, they will reward you.
Yes.
So like the story goes with this little girl for some reason, like she was at the park, they went blah, blah, blah. And she dropped something. She dropped one of her bracelets.
Yes.
The next day it shows up in the. In a bird bath. So I was like, yo, that's crazy. Because, like, I wouldn't mind having a crow follow me around and be my homie.
Yeah, if I knew that it was doing that, I mean, but I guess I'll go back to don't judge a book by its cover. But listen, I had bad luck with birds. I would have been petrified.
PTSD.
Listen, brother, PTSD. I would have been, what? Oh, with birds. Why are they following me?
So that's the crows. I would get a crow pal.
I would. Now that I know, like, you know, they're, like, really good, willing companions. Yeah, of course. I'd definitely get me a crow, you know?
Chilling. Shout out. You know, as a matter of fact, today marks the one-year anniversary since I've been ghost hunting. Okay, like, today is that day. It's been the one-year anniversary since I've joined the ghouls at Crescent Sanitarium. Video is still out on YouTube. Video is in my link tree. It was such an experience, such a great experience. And I was wearing this hat, this bucket hat, as a matter of fact. You know, I guess this is a time at a bucket hat. Why your face like that?
What, huh? Yeah, now hear me out, brother, right? Listen to me.
Did you watch it by chance?
No.
Okay.
Look, I'm gonna tell you why. Listen, hear me out, right? You can hear me? Okay. I don't know if you know, but I know you heard me say that. I run from everything. I'm petrified of everything, right? So when you just explain that this is your, what, 1 year, you said?
Yeah, it's a 1 year anniversary.
1 year. So you've been doing this for 365 days.
No, I've only did it once, man. The ghost hunting once.
You've been doing this for 365 days, brother. Soon as you mention anything about ghosts, ghouls, paranormal activity, monsters, or whatever you want to call them, I would have ran. I don't know why you just told me that like I was supposed to be, oh yeah, no, that's great, man. No.
Bro,
didn't you just say you don't like investigating?
Well, you know
why are you investigating ghosts?
Yeah, that's true.
But that's true. Now it's true, but you still do.
But listen, like, you ever want to live life on edge a little bit?
Not with ghosts.
You feel most alive when you're closest to death.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Not me.
Just quote David Blaine.
Is that what he says? I feel like that is some shit David Blaine would say.
Some super David Blaine
that,
shit.
That sounds like some, you know, somebody said it.
And David Blaine's so monotone, too. He's just like, you're closest to, you know, you're feeling the most alive.
For people that's like that, you got to look at him like, you okay?
He's crazy, bro. Yeah, you've seen his tricks,
okay?
Right?
You okay?
Yeah.
The dude lives in a haunted house.
Yeah.
he is a haunted house.
I would never see him. I would, if I was his friend, I would probably wouldn't be his friend. I'd be scared to go to his house.
You'd be like,
you got to come to me. I ain't going to. Yeah. You said haunted who? Nah, man. I'm cool. Nah. I ain't in no scary movie. You crazy?
He is very monotone, bro, and it's a part of his essence. You know, it's a part of
and
the way.
And that's what makes it even more creepy.
It makes it so creepy, bro. I'm going to try to like reenact just like a trick. Like just the way he would
now
display
it. Now about to get demons and ghosts and, stuff. He about to cut this short. I ain't going to
Hey, what's your name? Would you mind taking this card for me?
No.
Okay. Show the card. No, show it to everyone. Okay, put the card back in the deck. All right, as you saw, I didn't see his card at all. Okay. Now I'm going to pray three times and the card's going to flip on his forehead.
Like, bro, he be saying some crazy shit like that.
He better be praying. Something. I you messing with the supernatural, brother. You done lost me.
He prints money, man. He prints money. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Shout out David Blaine there.
Yeah, shout out him for real. 100%. Great, great. I like watching his things, but will I ever do it now?
All right, so yeah, ghost hunting. You 1 year anniversary. It was crazy. It was a good time. You got to watch a video. I had an entity over my shoulder, so to speak.
Look, see, this is what I mean.
Dude, it was crazy, bro. Absolutely insane. It was the first time I saw a shooting star. And look, let me ask you this, right? Is this weird about me?
Yes.
It's a real thing, though. I saw my first shooting star that night, okay? And for some reason, bro, you know, you ever think about it like a past life? Like, what's your standpoint on a past life? What's your point on this version, your life right now? Mm-hmm. Is it only one run? Are you reborn?
No,
so on and so forth.
I think I get I think past lives is a thing, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like if you die then you'd get into another life, not remember the last one, but like there's things from your past life that would like give you that, what is it called?
Deja vu.
Yeah, like yeah, deja vu, like dang, this seems so familiar. That's why I feel like deja vu comes from and stuff like that. Yeah, I do believe that.
Okay, so for some reason, whenever I see something in the sky from, like, a young age, I remember, like, let's just say, okay, so the first time I saw a shooting star was at that ghost hunt.
Yeah.
All right? As soon as I saw that happen, I became overwhelmed with emotions. What I mean by that is just my eyes got watery.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's not the first time that's happened. You know, like, okay, seeing a phenomenon in the sky for some reason.
Ooh, that's a big word.
Seeing a phenomenon in the sky for some reason for me makes me become overwhelmed with emotion, whether it's like, it's not really sad, but
yeah,
it always brings water to my eyes. So it makes me wonder if in a past life or while I was younger, because
you got hit by a shooting star.
I saw something, I experienced something, but in a past life or whether it be when I was young, you know, because we don't remember 2 years old.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a reason that maybe I saw something and it's like a fucking trigger.
Yeah, and it just
if
made
you would
you feel that way, and now every time you see it, it just bow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I mean, I personally ain't never do nothing like that, but that is crazy. I will say that most definitely is crazy.
I think that is really, really cool and something to look out to. So yeah, once again, shout out to the ghoul. Shout out to Crescent Sanitarium. Shout out to that great time there.
Still bugging. But shout out to them.
So it's tea time, and you know, I like to just bring some ideas to the table, you know. Sometimes I just see what's going on the TV and I just kind of like reiterate, see what's going on, right? So I've been watching a lot of the Wu-Tang Saga.
Oh yeah. I watched that with my brother.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I seen a little bit of it. My brother watched all of it, but I seen like episodes here and there, you know, spaced out a little bit.
Okay, well, if you follow Wu-Tang, you know that they often say like peace, God, peace. What's up, guys? Peace,
yeah.
God. You know? Well, the other day they had an episode and they kind of broke
rest
down.
Rest in peace, ODB.
Yes. Excuse me. So they did like a breakdown of the word peace. And I want to see what you think about this. I think it's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. It's intricate. It's a good way to think. Mm-hmm. So peace, right?
Yeah.
Proper evaluations activate controllable emotions. What do you make of that?
That seems pretty deep.
It's proper evaluations activates controllable emotions.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even.
I never deep. Never heard of that before,
yeah,
but it
no,
makes
that's
sense.
Deep though. Wow,
P-E-A-C-E.
Wow, yeah, no, that is deep.
So here, look, I'm gonna give you the phone so you can go ahead and look at. Let's try to put it in like give me a scenario where you could be like, okay, this is where I could use this acronym or see it resonating. You see it right there, the piece?
No, I'm actually partially blind. I see it.
Okay.
Proper evaluations activate controllable emotions. Now, what does he mean by proper evaluations?
Proper evaluations. Are you asking me or are you asking yourself?
No. I'm asking both of us.
Okay. The way I look at it, proper evaluation, right? Properly evaluate the situation. Like, okay, let's say I just lost $20 and I'm going to feel some type of way because I lost that $20.
Yes.
So properly evaluate losing the $20.
Okay, boom, right? So we broke that down. Activates controllable emotions.
Activates controllable emotions.
Yes.
So after you assess losing the $20, mm-hmm. are you going to sit there, you're going to be pissed off about it, mm-hmm. you're going to pout about it, or are you going to roll with the punches? You have to decide what your next factor is. Is it going to be a temporary defeat, or is it going to be a permanent defeat? You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So proper evaluations activates controllable emotions.
Yeah.
It is basically a breakdown of how you should react to a certain situation, I think.
Yes, it definitely is.
And maybe that's how you find your inner peace, so to speak.
Exactly. It's like it's a meaning under a meaning. Yo, that's deep. That, I'm telling you, that's deep. A meaning inside of a meaning.
Mind is blown there.
No, that, listen, Wu-Tang, great. That's a great group. Again, rest in peace, ODB. If you don't know, Old Dirty Bastard, you know?
Shout out Old Dirty. I think that's Nezzo's favorite, correct?
Exactly, ODB.
Oh, of course. Man, shame on you.
Look, if I said ODB.
Who tried to run a... Oh, no.
Yo, I'm telling you, Wu-Tang go crazy.
Live, only, live Dirty Bastard, live and uncut. And something like that.
I forgot what he said. I know what you're talking about, though.
But yeah, I like that. So peace, you know, maybe that's how you can search upon your inner peace. And honestly, look at it this way. Don't let it disrupt your inner peace.
Exactly. It's like so many different meanings that you can get from that.
It's like when you think about it, like when he first told me it, I kept overanalyzing it and just didn't hear what, like, oh, just like peace. Like, finding, you know, solace in oneself.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't think so much about, you know, if you know, I'm trying to say, like, if you think so much about the word, you're going to, like, make yourself feel jumbled. But it's like, at the end of the day, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, peace. Yeah,
step by step.
Think about what you do before you act.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can control your emotions and be better.
Exactly. That goes back to last what I said. The more you think about it, the more you overwhelm yourself. That's why if you analyze it, break it down, and just slow down. Take your time. Take a deep breath. Think about the situation and then see the best possible way you can get the best out of that situation, no matter if it's good or bad. See how you can get the best out of that situation. That's what I think.
And make peace with the situation.
Because if you get mad, overthinking, who is that helping? It's not helping you or anybody else. Now, if you slow down, take a breath, think about it, then it's just like, okay, now how can I make the best out of any situation, a bad situation, a good situation? How can I help everybody? How can I help myself? It goes deeper than just overthinking and getting angry and now I'm mad at the world and now I'm making everybody else mad. No, people feed off of other people's energy, right? Yeah. So say if I'm mad, I'm upset, other people see I'm mad, I'm upset, they're going to be like, oh, okay, that's going to bring their mood down because now I'm upset. Or if I'm sad, someone else is going to feel sad too. That's how the human body works. You feel me? So if I'm upbeat, happy, or if I'm seeing good things and good goals that I want to see for myself, and somebody else sees that I'm doing that, now it's going to motivate them to want to do good and see their goals through, just like how I'm doing. That's what I feel is when they say peace. You know, evaluate. You feel me?
Yeah.
Activates.
Proper evaluation activates controllable emotions.
Exactly.
Controllable emotions.
You can control any situation.
Dude, I would like, so those are those things that I would get like tatted because those are like such meaningful things, you know? And
yeah, I agree. I would never get a tat, but you know, I
agree. Food for thought, bro. Ryan, why won't you get tattoos?
Why won't I get a tattoo? Yeah. I don't know. Now hear me out. Tattoos are cool. I will say, I do like seeing tattoos on people, like the arm sleeves and all that. Mm-hmm. And like they got the lion on their chest. I'm not, lying is overplayed. Please stop putting a lion on you. But I, you know,
only God can judge me.
Tigers and like, they're all cool. But me personally, I don't feel like I would want it on my body as in itself, you know? Not to say that tattoos are wrong or bad or like you're going to hell if you, No. It's the same way I feel about drugs and alcohol. I don't drink or smoke. I have never drunk or smoked a day in my life. I never even thought about it because I don't feel like it's something that I would enjoy. So that's why I would never do it. And I never had a thought of doing it because it's just not something that I think that I would enjoy. I wouldn't even think of trying it because I'm like, yeah, nah, that just ain't me.
I respect that. Nah, you know, so treat yourself.
Nobody knows you more than you. Honestly, nobody knows you more than you. So if you know that you would not do that, don't do it. Don't fall into other people's peer pressure because you feel like, oh, okay, they might look at me differently. Cause I'm not, bro, I never smoked, drunk, damn my life. And I'm still cool. All my other friends that smoke or drink in their life, bro. again, if you care about what people think about you, bro, your life is going to be a real tough one. It is. I'm not going to lie, because who knows you better than you?
I saw like, this come the other on. Day. Let's see if I can pull up the photo. I hope I still have it.
Sat in Arizona, sweet tea.
I hope I still have it. No, I don't. Okay. It said, like, it said, rumors are started by haters. Rumors are started by haters. Mm-hmm. Influenced by something else and then acknowledged by idiots. And you're the idiot if you acknowledge. No, it said rumors are created by haters. Okay. Something, and then you're an idiot if you acknowledge them. Like, you are the idiot if you even care about the freaking rumor itself. So
yeah,
I saw that at like at some job.
I feel like idiot is a strong word.
It is a strong word, bro. But maybe that's the type of thing that you need to get through to your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's the type of terminology that you need to get it through your head. That it's like, listen, like, it's really not worth your struggle and your peace really and your mind. It's you know. Really not. So I like that. And another thing, you know, so tea time. You know, we like to just bring some interesting topics to the table, right?
Tea.
You know, tea. Unless you have any questions you want to ask me before, real quick, because I do have a nice little run on here. Yeah, I want to talk about.
Do your thing, brother. You know, I'm right. here.
Sweet,
I'm here.
Sweet. So I've watched this one show called The Unexplained by William Shatner. Well, with William Shatner, he's just narrating it. Mm-hmm. And it's just unexplainable things that's happened on this planet, mm-hmm. like things that defy physics, things that defy what should be happening, maybe animals, so on and so forth, like mystic creatures. It's all these unexplained things in the planet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there was this one thing called, it's called the Loreto Chapel. Okay, you ever heard of the Loreto Chapel?
No, I have not, actually.
All right, so the story behind this facility is, like, it's pretty immaculate. It's pretty intense, okay? So, I don't know where it's at. I think it might be in San Diego. I could be wrong on that. You're just going to have to fact check me. But it's called the Loreto Chapel, okay? And what's so special about this Loreto Chapel is the staircase in it, okay? It's a spiral staircase. And I'm going to
And it goes, like, mad far underground, right?
No, it actually goes up to the second floor.
Oh, well, okay, I don't know.
I'm going to show you the photo so you can get a sense of what we're talking about here. And then we can continue with the
conversation.
That's the staircase. You see, it's all spiral. But there's something very unique about this staircase. We're gonna plug it in here.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
So we'll see it. But the story behind it's really interesting. That's where it really gets, it baffles people, okay? It baffles people. And where is it? I think it is San Diego. Hold on. Location. I just want to make sure I have the right location for you guys so everyone knows where you could probably find this. Santa Fe. That's where it's at. Santa Fe. Okay. So that staircase, the story goes, right? I have cliff notes here. The story goes, an architect wanted to build the staircase at a loft second floor, and that's the design he had, but no carpenter could come in and say that that can be built. They're like, nah, there's no way it could be built. It's impossible. You're going to have to rip up some of your plans a little bit and alter it to get up to the second floor in the loft. There's no way we could do that staircase. Mm-hmm. Many of carpenters came and gone, and they were like, we can't do it. They were like, you're going to need a ladder. You're going to need a ladder. Mm-hmm. Well, the sisters, they're wearing their nun outfits, so they're like, we're not going up a ladder. We want a staircase, right? So the story goes, the sisters prayed for 9 days. They prayed to St. Joseph, okay? And St. Joseph is one of the like a carpenter, an angel carpenter. Okay, so they were praying to him, and on the 9th day someone comes to the door and knocks. Okay, it's an old man, knocks on the door, says, I'm here to build your staircase, but I ask that no one is here with me. I do it by myself, and that's it. So he went in there, and I think they said it took about him like 3 months to complete it. But this is where it gets crazy. After the fact, the man was never found. No one could find the man. The nuns asked around. They were trying to give him payment for his work, so they couldn't pay for anyone. They asked around to the local lumber yards and said, hey, did you see this guy? He must have been here buying wood. No one's seen this guy ever. No one. So he came, built the staircase, and vanished.
So did he like come in there with any supplies?
That they're not specific about that. I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so, because they like the image they showed was an old man with a horse or like a donkey, so to speak. But nonetheless, disappeared, vanished, never received payment. No one could ever find him. But the staircase was complete. Okay. So what's unique about the staircase?
Well,
the staircase has 33 steps. Okay?
Yeah.
Ironically, it has 33 steps. They say Jesus Christ died at 33. That's when he was crucified.
Yeah.
The significance behind 33.
Okay.
Okay, so 33 steps.
33.
The structure, the physical structure of the staircase, you saw it. There were no beams in the center, no supporting structure. And they've had all civil engineers, any engineer come in and try to explain how the staircase is being supported without any true support.
Yeah.
It's thought to believe that the base is a support, but even still, it's defying what people believe should be natural law, like physics and so on and so forth. So there's that, right?
Yeah.
And then the craziest part is they allowed people to take samples of the wood. Okay. And this wood never found on this planet. They said it was a part of a tree family. But that's its only one of that tree family. That's the only place where that tree, that wood has been found.
So what, they went extinct or something? What's going on?
No, I possibly. And I think they said the only, like, it's possible that it could have came from Alaska. Mm-hmm. But bro, Santa Fe, Alaska, this guy back in the day, back in the 1800s, whatever the case may be, he's not going over there and grabbing that. So it's thought to be believed as a miracle. You know, because once again, he left, they prayed.
Yeah.
You know, and another crazy thing is that no glue, no screws, no nails.
Oh, so he was nice.
We're supporting that thing, bro. Nothing. The handrails, they added on after the fact. Someone did after the fact because the nuns were like, nah, we're not going up the staircase without handrails. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no, he was nice.
What do you think, man? Do you think their prayers were answered? Answered?
I think some things are best left unexplained. That's how I feel. Because, again, I mean, everybody can have their theories, have fun about it, but I feel like some things are best left unexplained, you know? It leaves a lot of room for creativity and all the creative minds to get out there. I just like seeing, you know, all the theories that they could possibly have. It's entertaining to me, I will say. And it's also interesting. Because, like, dang, could have happened. Or, no, that could have happened. I find those interesting. Like, very entertaining to me.
I find it very interesting. I find it unexplained. I want to see what people's thoughts are.
Yeah, I like the unexplained things.
In my thought process, listen, I know it's outlandish, but could it have been an angel? You know? Why not? Why is it not?
Yeah,
it's possible, bro. It's possible.
Anything is possible.
No one ever found homie.
Yeah, nah, bro. He just did his job. Peace. He's out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he did a hell of a good job. It's still standing to this day. Who knows how long, you know?
Well, that's a ghost center,
right? Nah, 3 months is crazy, though. 3 months and ain't nobody seen him,
by himself,
him,
yeah.
That's crazy. Me, personally, I took a little peek, just a little bit, just a little something. Just to see. Just because. You know?
I don't know, bro. I think it
was, I ain't that curious, though.
I think it was a miracle faith that kept them astray from trying to walk in there, especially because, you know, they prayed for that and they got their answer.
Yeah.
Super, super nuts.
9 days. 9 days of prayers. It was finally answered, you know?
That's a good ghost.
Yeah, see. And then here's where you lose me. See, that's what I mean. Going back to the ghostesses. Right.
Let's reel you back in. Let's reel you back in real quick here. Listen, man, I know when you're playing basketball out there, you have a heavy Scooby-Doo outfit influence. Is Scooby... Can you explain the influence of Scooby-Doo?
I explain the influence of everything. As you can see, I'm wearing a nice little Hey Arnold outfit, you know? Shout out Hey Arnold. You mean, shout out Nickelodeon. I'm heavy, like heavy on the cartoons. So I have like a wardrobe full of just mad different cartoons from 90s, 80s, it don't matter, 2000s. I'm heavy on the cartoons. So when I do go outside, I probably got some kind of cartoon thing on. Even if it's something small, I probably have my Looney Tunes slides on or something. Or I have my Hey Arnold, or I have some kind of, it's something. It has to be something. It goes for cartoons, anime. I just love animation as a whole. So, of course, I'm going to always rock that. No matter what. I don't care how old I get. I could be 90 years old. I'm going to still have me a nice little Tom and Jerry joint on. I don't know. But it's going to be some kind of cartoon. I'm, like, heavy on the cartoons. Like, heavily.
That's good, man, because it keeps you young. Keeps you grounded, right?
Of course, you know? I feel like there's nothing wrong with cartoons, you know?
No, nothing at all. You know what cartoon show is crazy?
What?
Freaking with the dog, The Adventures of Finn. And
Adventure Time?
Adventure Time.
Yeah, Finn and Jake.
Yeah, Finn and... Yo, Jake? Bro, it's crazy. You watch these shows when you're an adult and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, nah, definitely.
Like, they really have all those hidden messages in there.
Nah,
like,
they definitely crazy. Do.
Jake be on some shit, bro.
He do. He definitely do. And he be saying some wild things, you know? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yo, what? That also goes for, like... Again, I'm heavy on cartoons. I like Disney. I like all that stuff. Superheroes, all of it. But they all definitely do be having those little hidden messages that when I was a kid, I did not see at all. Went right past my head. Poof. But now I'm older. I'm looking at them like, yo, that's crazy. They talking about what? In a kid show? Nah, that's OD. But it's dang sure still. I was watching it.
It resonates now even hard. It resonates now even better, bro. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. Like, you really see it. As you're older, like, you look at cartoons, it's like, dang.
You know what's one cartoon? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
What's one cartoon that I feel like older would honestly, like, really fuck me up, but in a good sense? Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I knew he was going to say that. Why I knew he was going to say that? Because, yo, as a kid, I'm watching it. I'm like, yo. Even as a kid, I'm like, dang, this is creepy. You sure this is a kid's show? I was petrified. Especially all the little things that they had on there, too.
Yeah, no, they had all types of...
I'm still watching it, though. Faithfully. Faithfully.
I would love to interview the creators of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I would, but I would not. I also don't want to meet the illustrator, either, because who in their right mind have a thought to draw something that looks like that?
That's why I want to speak to them, though.
What?
That's such a different mind.
Bro, and the stories was crazy. You know, they say some of the stories like based off like real life, like the aliens and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, bro, I was watching on TikTok, bro. It was like this one episode about something. I forgot what it was, but like it actually happened. And like till this day, they still don't know like what really happened. But if I could find this, I'd show you. But like on TikTok, like Courage the Cowardly Dog really showed like things that we can't explain. They kind of like showed it in like the show. It was mad weird. But that is definitely one show that is like, whoa.
Spaced.
Y'all remember the episode Return the Slab? Like the dude, I think Courage, it took a slab. I think it was either Eustace or Courage. It took a slab from like some place.
I think it was Eustace.
It probably was.
I think it was Eustace.
He didn't give a shit about nothing.
No, he didn't. That old bastard.
Old dirty.
And he was like, the dude pulled up and was like, return the slab. And
yeah.
He had a cloak and he was outside. That was creepy. That was the one that creeped me out the most. I couldn't sleep for like 3 days.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious. That show is just so weird. It just makes you feel like, ugh. I don't know. He's not wrong, though. That was crazy. All those episodes are crazy, but there's definitely one that I was like, whoa.
Courage the Cowardly Dog is probably one of my top shows. And, you know, I think I might have to just sit here one of these days, try to find a streaming service that has it, and go ahead and just watch that again. Yeah, no, why not? Because, like, bro, you know how many hidden messages you can find after the fact, so now that we're more mature?
And I will say, the one thing that I was heavily on in cartoons, though, was definitely Ben 10. I was heavy Ben 10.
I used to have that watch.
What? I had the Omnitrix. What? I remember McDonald's had the thing. I was the first one, like, your mom, we can go to the... You got McDonald's, money? I was like, come on, mom. Don't do that. Come on, don't do that, mom. That one. You know I don't got no McDonald's money. Come on, I just want the Omnitrix, mom. Hook me up. So I definitely went to my grandma's, like, yo, grandma. I got it, though. I had that joint for mad long, just smacking it. Wow. Twisted smack. I swear I thought I was Ben 10. I'm telling you, I was heavily on Ben 10. Like, I would watch that nonstop.
You want to know what Hispanics call McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. Please, let's hear it.
Madonna. ¿Qué tú quieres, Madonna? ¿Qué tú quieres, Madonna? Sí, vamos a coger la Madonna.
That's what it is. Oh, nah.
Yeah, it's Madonna. ¿Tú quieres, Madonna?
I'm not gonna lie, Hispanics, shout out my Hispanics, by the way, let's shout out my Hispanics, but I feel like Hispanics, like the way they say certain things is the funniest thing in the world. Yeah. Like my friend, like he's heavily Spanish, like he speaks mad Spanish, but great, he speaks English, but like, you know, he's better with Spanish, right? So when I try to make him say like English words, oh man, I forgot what word I try to make him say, but like it sounded nothing. I remember one time we was talking about, like, because he'll talk English, but then he'll, like, the little Spanish apocalypse. Yeah. right? He was talking about, I think, chicken, but he didn't say chicken. He said chicken. I said, wait, what? He said, chicken, you know the chicken. I said, the chicken? Yo, just, we always had those conversations. He's like, you know what I mean? Stop playing.
That's funny.
Yo, I love talking to him, but like different words.
So we're going to wrap up tea time here. We're going to wrap up the session. But before we get off the air here, Mo, I want to give you the floor. Anything you want to add to the fact, you know, give the people a final message, any hidden messages that you want to share for the people, this is your time to say it.
I mean, I don't really got a final message or nothing like that. You know, again, I just be talking. I'm not going to lie. I'm great at just talking. I be saying whatever. I'm not just whatever pop up, you know. But I will say again, I would like to refer back to peace. Again, relax. Slow down. Think about it. Think of the best way you can make a bad situation better. Take your time. You don't always have to be mad at everything. It's not going to help you in any way, shape, or form. Just take your time, assess the situation, and have fun, you know? Nobody wants to be upset, be sad, you know? Try to make the best out of a bad situation. Even if the situation is terrible, it could be terrible. But if you just relax, embrace it, take your time, and see the best way you can make out of it, then I feel like you'll be okay. But that's all I got to say. Again, I just be talking. I don't know what I'd be saying.
And to add to that, whenever there's a negative seed that's planted, there is a positive seed planted on the other side. And it works the same way with the positive. So don't remember this. If things are going great, there's a negative working energy against you doing the same thing, just as equal and just as strong. So when it comes and it hits you, understand that it is what it is, okay? It was going to happen eventually. There's going to happen eventually. But with that being said,
yep.
Thank you, everyone, for watching Tea Time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. This is a Tea Time exclusive. I hope you enjoy this. And we're going to have a lot more of these coming around because it's fun to just sprinkle a little bit of personality and not so much an interview from time to time. So thanks for joining us, and all love. Peace.